Okay, I just told the team we will not accept defeat. I know it was a hard-fought game. We can talk all about that. But, you know, to get our chances at the very end, I don't know where it was on the 14, something like that, and not get enough. I mean, but there were other plays during the game that we just didn't do enough on. In a hard-fought game like that, yeah, I make limited mistakes. And, you know, there's the one thing I will accept is our effort, our strain, and how guys battled throughout the whole game. That part I will accept. But we just got to continue to learn from this and take it another step. They're a very good team. The quarterback is a great player and made some plays for them. And they end up making more plays than we did.
Yeah, last play for you guys. Is that a risky play? Because a couple of things have to go right on the bubble there. And what did you see on that play? What happened there?
Well, I believe it's we have a run-pass option based on the look. So it was on the perimeter. We got to catch it and get the first down.
Mm-hmm. What can you guys learn from this game?
Well, we'll look at it. We'll look on tape. You know, we had some penalties, I know, again, but we're gonna continue to be aggressive. I'm not saying I think, what was it, 9? You know, we want to cut that down, but we're going to be aggressive. I like the style of play on our defense, and we need to be better on third down. But, you know, he's a good quarterback, and he's going to make some plays.
Gus, how concerning is the lack of pass rush? Or do you pin some of that on
Rodgers getting rid of the ball? Well, he did. You know, we tried to keep him in the pocket, and he got a touchdown by scrambling on us. He got outside the pocket, and he did some extended some plays. You know, without going back, I'm playing over in my head right now. I know there's times I thought we did a really nice job on the extended plays on plays downfield, you know, covering, and that was the big thing. We knew that he had the ability to extend it, you know, and so a lot of times those are pressures. But, you know, that's he doesn't take many sacks. You know, in this game he didn't, but I know the pass he has.
What was the circumstances of the timeouts in some of these cases or most of these cases?
I'll find out more. I know he didn't like, the look that he had, you know, with what we were doing. But I'll find out more about that tonight.
Yes, early in the second quarter, you went for 4th and 5 at midfield. Explain your thinking there.
Well, I knew we need to be aggressive, and, you know, we lost the possession with the fumble right away in the game. And I just felt like we need to gain another possession back. And, you know, this team is very explosive on offense, and we want to try to limit their explosiveness. And we kind of had a plan during the week, you know, to be aggressive on 4th down. Now, I know 4th and 5, some of those were, you know, a little bit challenging, but we've got great faith. I'm not saying it's going to happen every week, but, you know, everything's different with analytics and everything that we took all the information in and felt strongly about where we were, what we were doing offensively and you know, wanted to have that kind of an effort.
Yes, Henry was the last-minute scratch, obviously. How did you feel Yeldon handled the extra workload today?
He did good. You know, I thought he ran really hard. You know, he had to play a lot of plays and involved in protection and running the ball. So a lot of the workload went on him, and I thought he did a pretty good job.
Can you give us more on Ivory's injury?
I don't know what Tad told you.
We'll provide more.
Secondly, I know you said you don't want to accept defeat, but most people are going to see this as progress for this team.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, we talk about getting better and we want our best and all that. And you're right. We're getting better. We want our best. And, you know, but we weren't at our best today. You know, there's a few things that we got to get corrected. So, you know, that's not how they feel in the locker room right now.
Hey, Gus, Jordy Nelson obviously was out last year. It wasn't a factor. But this year, in his opener against you, obviously it was a factor. Can you tell me what it was like here with Jordy's presence on the field in addition to the chemistry that he had with Rodgers?
Well, I know they looked to him. You know, we kind of had an idea that they have they're a real good combination, and there's a lot of trust that goes on between them, those two. I think they know each other real well, where they're going to be on certain routes, and Aaron trusts him. So whenever you have that type of a combination, that's what all teams are trying to build, and they're both elite players.
What about your running attack? How much more work do you feel you have? I know Yeldon worked really hard.
Yeah, we need to continue that. We need to continue to run the ball. We need to take pressure off the passing game and, you know, to continue to move the ball, running it, and setting up some more play passes.
Did you make a judgment on the offensive line today? How it played, particularly the left side?
You know, it'd be unfair for me to say right now. You know, I know they battled. You know, the details, though, I'll know more of that tomorrow.
You've been talking about the team's been the youth of their defense, but, you know, you put them in a very tight spot there with Rodgers with the ball about 5 minutes to go and no timeouts. And
Right. Well, I think that today, too, we want to show faith in both sides and special teams. You know, they did a good – special teams, I thought, did a nice job. But, you know, the fourth downs on offense, the defense to send them out there, hey, we need a three and out. I know the defense had multiple three and outs. I think Rodgers was under 200 yards passing, you know, rushing. I think it kept it a little bit in check. They had some explosive runs. I know we want to get those out of it. But, you know, we gave ourselves a chance to win at the very end, and we came up short.
Playing you drove down the field pretty good, and you were able to stop it multiple times in golden goal situations. How critical was that to staying in the game?
Well, you know, we looked at a lot of games, and they were very, very good in the red zone. The games that we broke down, the other games that we looked at, I know a team they played, they were 8 for 9 in the red zone against them. So we knew that's where they did their damage. And we had to turn those touchdowns into field goals, you know, at least just opportunities. So we put a lot of time into the red zone area.
Playing on 9/11, what was that like for you leading into the game and throughout? Had to be some emotions going through you and your team.
Well, you know what? It's I think it hits you when you stand there at the national anthem. And we brought it up and we talked about it during the week and just how, you know, the special of the day is because you take the time to remember what so many people have done for us to have these freedoms. So it's unbelievable. And this being a military city, those two, it was an unbelievable environment.
Gus, it was first half, two on Robinson and one on Burns, looked to be contact, non-calls. Second half, Sip got hit with a similar play. I know officials are officials, but did you get an explanation on any one of them?
Yeah, I got an explanation. So they came up and visited with me about it, you know, so, you know, they told me what they saw, and we moved on.